samples and from him, but it's not the same bassline.
You can get in serious trouble for copyright infringement.
What? You got an Oreo going.
Yeah? Copyright is not doing crap!
Copyright? What's copyright?
It's the right of the
artist
to control.
Right now!
Know what time it is.
Welcome to
the copyright.
Yep. That's what time it is. You tuned into CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Copyright Experiment. My name's Tim, aka Autonomy. We're going to be talking about... Well, let's talk about generally things. The Copyright Experiment, if you've never tuned in before, is a weekly show, Thursday night at 11, right now, where we talk about basically the changing role of intellectual property and music in kind of the changing digital world, how our consumption of music is changing, how the ways we think about music and value music and changes, and also other media as well. So today we're talking about some news that's happening this week that's kind of making its way around the internet, especially relating to independent music, which at the CITR everyone is obviously a big fan of. Did you know that at CITR we play at most, we have a limit actually to playing 10% charted music, so we don't play more than 10%. Everything else is independent, and we love it for that. And on my show, The Copyright Experiment, we play exclusively freely available music as well. So anytime you go online and find a track you like, that's free download. Thank the artist, and I thank them too, because we get to play it on this show. So if you like any of the songs that you're going to hear later this episode, then definitely go to our blog at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com, and you'll be able to hear the music and also download that track. We'll collect all those tracks that I'm going to play in my DJ mix, and you can download them for free at the blog copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. And we may have someone call in today. I'm not sure if DJ Mochi is available, but he wanted to, so if he does call in, that'll be great. I'll be waiting for it. That's right, DJ Mochi, call in if you wanna chat. So today on the Copyright Experiment, we are talking about YouTube. YouTube has been in the news recently because they have decided that they're going to launch a new paid music streaming service, and what does that mean? Well, so it's basically a version of Spotify. If you use Spotify, you'll know exactly what it is. And a lot of people use YouTube for exclusively, maybe not exclusively, but for a big chunk of their music needs. I know when I need a track that I know is fairly popular, YouTube is a good place to listen to it at least once. So YouTube, they have plans to launch the streaming service. They want to launch it by the end of the summer, I believe. But they've kind of been hush on a lot of the specifics of it. And the reason that people are getting really interested in this topic now is because the contracts that they're offering independent labels to put their catalogs on music is a little contentious. And the reason for that... well, there's a few reasons. We're going to go through them all. But independent labels currently use YouTube quite extensively. So you've probably seen, if you listen to much or any independent music, you've probably seen some labels. They put a lot of the catalog, probably not their entire catalog, but they put on usually singles from any release that they're putting out on YouTube on their own channel. And sometimes they are paid and sometimes they're not. Right now, there's a way that YouTube monetizes listeners for people who have copyrighted material on YouTube, and sometimes the labels that voluntarily put their music up opt into that. Sometimes they don't if they don't want to play ads. But the way it works right now is through this company called Audium, and we've actually talked about this on the show before, and I believe it was episode 16 when we were talking about how SoCan recently decided to, well, opted into collect royalties for SoCan members through Audium. And the way Audium works is you send your music to this group, Audium, and they scan YouTube's entire database of music and videos with music in it or any audio, and also any music or videos that get uploaded subsequently. And if they find an instance of your track on YouTube, they automatically monetize it by making it ad-supported and split the ad revenue with you. And the proportion of that isn't really known, and I think it varies depending on the kind of advertising on that video. But it's basically a way for you to earn money by putting your music on YouTube. But conveniently, it's also a way for Google to make money. Google owns YouTube, and Google makes money because they're not allowed, basically, to make money off other people's intellectual property without their permission. So they get this mechanism in place so that they give some of the ad money to the rights holders and some of them to themselves. How convenient. And so, yeah, if you want to learn more about Audium and those kind of things, what sync licenses are and stuff, you can go to episode 16 of the show, which you can listen to at copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. We got all our episodes up there. You can also find us on Mixcloud, actually, while I'm plugging things. The Copyright Experiment on Mixcloud has all our episodes that you can stream. So the question is, why are they doing this? And really, why are they doing this now? And the reason I think that they're doing this is because the system that they've put in place through Audium is working pretty well. And I think they're realizing that they can actually probably pull more money out of this platform, which is the obvious reason. But why now? I think it's because really the YouTube, as I said earlier, I use it. A lot of people use YouTube specifically for music. And because of that, they already have the market share developed around it. And now the tougher part is going to be building a framework that people will actually accept using, both on the content providing side and the listening side. And so this contrasts with the problems that Spotify has, and we've actually talked about Spotify on the show before as well. Can't remember which episode that was, but it was called The Value of Music. And so Spotify's problem is trying to get people on board with their service, which already exists. They already pay out money to labels. But YouTube has the opposite problem. They already have all the listeners. They have the user base. They have the habits formed of going to YouTube to listen to music. Now they want to make a lot more money off of it. So they've also sent out these contracts a little later, or around the same time that Amazon has sent out very similar looking contracts. So Amazon is believed to be launching their own music streaming service, specifically for Amazon Prime members. But whether that actually is going to happen or not is unclear. And YouTube has pretty much said they're going to launch this service. I mean, why not? They have the technology already to do it. They have the user base. From their perspective, it's a no-brainer. They've already kind of established deals with major labels, and these are actually kind of bespoke deals, as far as I know, where labels had a bit more say in how the deal goes on between how much money they get, what kind of distribution of revenue there is, how ad support things work and stuff like that. But as we know at CITR, there's actually a lot more independent music out there than there is on major labels. And major label music or mainstream music gets far and away more attention and plays and more revenue generated than independent music does. But there's actually, in terms of just mass amounts of music, there's a lot more independent music than major label music or mainstream music. So it's a really significant portion of the music culture, and so it's important to kind of appease and get a real good representation of independent labels and independent music. But independent labels are very upset about this proposed service because they feel like they're getting kind of thrown under the bus or kind of getting ignored in favor of the major labels. And there's some reasons for this. And the contract was actually leaked online this week, which is why everybody's talking about it now. leaked. I'm not sure if maybe that's the right word, because labels have received these contracts, but it's out there anyway. You can read it. I think it's Digital Music News or Digital Music Blog leaked the whole thing, but you can actually read about it online as well. So let's kind of go through point by point what the independent labels are upset about. So first of all, YouTube is offering lower royalty rates than Spotify or RDO or any of the other streaming services where you select what you pay. And these are called interactive streaming services. And if you listened to last week, you can contrast this with non-interactive or semi-interactive streaming, which we covered last week when we talked about the Copyright Board of Canada with Freya. So YouTube is actually offering 65% of its revenue from this service. They're going to pay out 65%, 55% of that to labels, and 10% to publishers and rights organizations such as SOCAN in Canada, or BMI runs one as well. I can't remember what the other one in the United States is called. But publishers also handle distribution and things for artists and labels. Spotify, you can contrast that with Spotify, which sends out 70% of their revenues to labels and artists and rights owners. So they're giving less money than Spotify, which is maybe problematic, but it's not very, very different. And considering a lot of people are upset with how little you get from Spotify anyway, it doesn't seem like it's that much of a difference. And this is kind of YouTube's way of saying, hey, we're the kind of the big shark in the tank, and we can afford to offer you lower rates, and I'm sure you're still going to accept. That's a big problem in its own right, and it's kind of the common thread through all these grumblings about the special clauses in the indie contract. But it's not really that important that to labels that they're getting a little bit less money from the royalty rates. The money thing is a big issue, but absolute royalty rates are not as big of an issue. The more of an issue is minimum payout per stream. And I'll explain this by kind of backtracking, explain how streaming services pay out to labels and rights holders. It was when Spotify was kind of in the spotlight, a lot of people were saying that, oh, well, you only get 0.6 cents per stream. And that is kind of not true at all. I mean, it is true in that the math sometimes works out to that. But the way that Spotify actually pays out music is that they take all the revenue generated from premium users. So those are paid users. And then they distribute all of that lump sum of money each month to every party based on basically 1,000 plays per holder. And it's not per stream. It's all the money put in a pile, and all of that gets distributed equally based on how much your artist or your rights, your intellectual property was played. So the more premium users there are, the more revenue is actually generated for rights holders. So if it's the same distribution of listeners' habits, so if band A gets played the same as band B, but there are more listeners overall, then both of them are going to get more money. So it's basically about how many users they have and not how many listens each one does. But to incentivize kind of growing the premium aspect of it, and this is contrasted with the free service that Spotify offers and YouTube will offer, which is heavily ad-supported, which generates far less money. So there's a big incentive to push people into the paid service. So to incentivize that growth of the premium users or the paid users, the major labels negotiated with YouTube a minimum payout per stream. So they're going to get the money the way I explained earlier, how it's calculated, but they're also going to get, if that level isn't reached, they're also going to get a minimum payout per stream. So that means if the service doesn't grow, the rights holders will still get a minimum amount. And this is good for the rights holders, but it's not really great for YouTube if YouTube doesn't really grow that market. So YouTube will use this. They're going to try and minimize this financial burden by growing their premium base, and now we'll get more money for everyone. And so the onus is on YouTube to do that. But the indie labels are complaining that for them, there's actually no minimum payout for streams, which means there's no incentive from their perspective to grow the premium service. And there's a bit of a problem because it seems like indies are just getting the short stick. They're kind of getting less attention than the major label deals are. But I would say it doesn't actually disincentivize YouTube from growing the service, because the major label contracts are going to be the ones that generate the most money, and because of that, YouTube will want to grow the premium users just because it'll get them more money from those kind of contracts. So it is kind of suspicious, but I'm not sure why it would benefit YouTube and hurt the indie labels. All right, so next point. So the contract appears to be non-negotiable, which is really big. That's kind of really unusual for the music industry. A lot of times people who want access to music and intellectual property will negotiate through copyright collectives or through publishers or through rights organizations to pay out a certain money for a certain use. And CITR does this as a radio station that plays music. CITR negotiates a rate of how much money they will pay to SOCAN every year, and that money gets divided up around between who we play at the station. But because we're a community station, a campus station, that total amount is a lot lower than, say, a commercial station. So this is pretty typical that different users pay different rates for the intellectual property that they use, because people want to get the most royalties out of publishers want to get the most royalties out of the work that they have. But the contracts between labels and YouTube are apparently non-negotiable. Now that's kind of unusual, and it's not going to really build a lot of trust between labels, because if there's a clause such as ones we just talked about or the ones that I will talk about that if it's not to their liking, they either have to walk or bite the bullet. And we'll discuss what they should do in a bit. But another all or nothing aspect of the contract is that YouTube wants labels' entire catalog. So everything they have, everything they've released, including music videos, every single track on every single release, they want that in their service. And right now, labels, as I said, you will usually put out singles, maybe a couple other extra ones, maybe the full tracks if it's an EP or something, but not too often do they put the full LP on. And but now for the service, they're going to want everything. And this is actually going to be a problem if labels have signed artists who, in their contract with the artist, decided they don't want to be on streaming services. And this is starting to become a bit more popular because of the bad press that Spotify is getting. And so it kind of puts labels in an awkward place to either accept and kind of break or rework contracts with their artists, or just walk away from this thing that they've enjoyed for a while, but now will not be able to. So that's a pretty big reason to dislike this a lot. The biggest thing that the labels are upset about, though, is that the royalty rates, the percentages and of the total sum and things like that, can actually be changed by YouTube to be commensurate with whatever the major labels desire And so if a label decides they want to take less royalties, either for a promotion or for a partnership with another group, or in exchange for an upfront fee from YouTube to get exclusivity to the release or something, Google and YouTube can actually take that lower rate and then apply it across the board to all signees for their service. So even if independent labels don't get the advance that the major labels get from YouTube for exclusivity, for example, the independent labels will be forced to take that lower rate. And that is just seems like a slap in the face, really. Basically, Google claims that this doesn't really unfairly target the independent labels, but it's hard to believe that. I mean, it sounds very much like the independent labels are just being thought of as an afterthought here, that will kind of pad their catalog rather than be a meaningful business partnership for them. So I have a quote from an article by Billboard about this. Billboard is the charting company. And it says that someone from Google basically said, so when iTunes introduced its matching cloud service, which if you're not aware is kind of the iTunes Match service, so you can listen to your songs that you've bought over the cloud somewhere else. When iTunes introduced this cloud service, the labels were not given any choices. They were told, this is the service, this is the way it will be, and here it is, and this is what we will pay you. And there wasn't any outcry from independent labels then. And so Google kind of sees itself on the same level as iTunes and is going to act the same way. Now, this does not seem like a very good defense of kind of basically what they're doing, which is bullying. They're basically saying, well, iTunes bullied independent labels into accepting it, so we're going to do the same thing because there's some sort of precedent for it, which doesn't make it right at all. So it's kind of really just pointing fingers and saying, hey, they did it, so we're going to do it. Which is a terrible argument. So the last point here is that independent labels are also concerned over ad-supported plays and revenues. And this is a problem because currently the way that YouTube pays out ad revenue for rights holders is that they will only pay for a stream if it plays an ad beforehand. So if there's no ad, then the rights holders don't get paid. And this is a problem because whether an ad gets played or not depends on whether someone is buying that ad slot. And a lot of ad buyers will buy bulk plays, but they may not necessarily have an ad specifically for your video, in which case you won't get paid for that one. It also could be the case that a advertiser doesn't want to be associated with a certain idea or movement or band or label or anything like that, and could say, well, we don't want to advertise with them. And a lot of people could do that, and then advertising just doesn't get shown on any of their videos and they don't get any money from that at all. And this seems really unfair if you're going to launch a full-out music streaming service, because every other service like Spotify will actually pay out for every stream you get, even if it's not supported, even though that rate is a lot lower. So it's kind of saying, well, we'll only pay you if we're making money off this, and it seems like they're not really valuing the actual intellectual property that they're being allowed to access for the service. Okay, so all of this now, let's kind of think about everything I just said. That was a lot. But so the real questions for the rights owners now are, and the labels, is this actually going to generate more money for rights holders? And that's a complicated question because, yes, it's another service, and yes, it's a service that is highly used, but YouTube actually already generates a bit of money for people, and it's not really clear whether people are going to actually jump onto this particular service. And it's not clear whether this will actually bring more people into the paid subscription music arena, or if it's just going to pull people away from Spotify, if it's a better service, if it's going to pull people away from Beats Music, and or other forms of paid music. So it's not actually very clear whether they're actually going to make money. And so with all these caveats and all these problems that is in the indie contract, which none of them you can opt out of, should the indie labels really bite the bullet? And that's a question I can't really answer. But it really comes down to priorities, I guess, and how important it is to have your music on the largest video streaming website in the world. And it may be important. I would say it's probably more important the larger you get as a label. But as we talk about on our show a lot, there are a lot of different ways that you can monetize your money and get your kind of music out there. And so it may be worth looking at other options that aren't so strict and, you know, stiff arming the rights holders of independent music into the service. So it may be worth it to just sidestep that whole thing. But I guess time will tell for sure. The downside of if labels don't accept is that there's a possibility, and it's unclear if this is true or not, but there's a possibility that things will just, that the music that you already have on YouTube will actually disappear. And YouTube hasn't confirmed or denied this, so I can't really say either way if that's going to happen or not, but that's probably something you'd have to consider too before signing a contract like that. So this is YouTube's new music service. It sounds like it's going to be probably pretty cool for popular music, but it could be potentially damaging to independent artists because of all these problems, I mean, non-negotiable contract, changing royalty rates, no minimum payout. So all these things are kind of putting independent labels in a tough position as to how they're going to market and get their music out to people and monetize their music in the future. So we'll keep a close eye on it, and we'll see if YouTube actually launches the service this summer, and we'll see what happens to it. And you can too. I'm sure you'll be. I'm sure everyone will know when YouTube decides to launch it. So with that, we will transition over to the music section of the show. First up in my mix, what do I have first up? A new beat from Astrological. From Vancouver, this fair city. It's pretty relaxing beer. We're going to start off with a bit of hip-hop and move in some footwork, and a bit later some more housey stuff. All free, all the time. Go to the blog if you like any of the songs. CopyrightExperiment.tumblr.com. I'll be back in a minute.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to citr.ca.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
All right, let's get into that mix. That Astrological beat, check it out. All of this stuff for free. If you like any of the music here, make sure you go to copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com, download it all for free. We'll be right back.
Dutch on the concrete. Your dreams. Just go ahead, let your head down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. Blue as the sky, sunburned and lonely. Sipping tea in a bar by the roadside. Don't you let those other boys fool you. Gotta love that Afro hairdo. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright. The more you stay the same, the more they seem to change. Your dream. Just go ahead, let your head down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow.
Say it again, man. I flow for the people. I flow for y'all. Listen up. I'm gonna say it again. Jay did it again. No kidding around. Listen to the sound. It's so intelligent. With the hell of it and flow rebellious to these jealous fellas. They all near my resident. Yakety yakety behind my back when I catch him. And Jay scratching with the knack of a DJ. Not for the slums, not for the PJs. Raised as a single son. Here I come. With a ton of struggle that come under the belt, I gotta thank God for help to allow me to hustle. Life is a puzzle, and I must acknowledge to thank God for just really blessing myself. This song is strong for the things that you dealt. Committed to so many flows for those who need help. Said it again, and I did it again. Jay Ken, bring it in, make it safe, say it again. Can't get enough when I say it again. And you gotta love it when the kids say it again. Okay, okay, okay. Get it, can't get enough when I say it again.
We'll be by Cut Corners, The Freshers, Vancouver. We'll be from 2005, Thrown Up, Again, Living Online.
The many crowds with a heart, I talk to them. Plus, I'm just getting started, flow oxygen. Ready to knock them, so many options. I flow for the bottom to my last bit of breath. Box inside of the booth, no oxygen left. I'm fully committed for me to get rid of the negative aspect. It's so simple to say that one is the best. Let's consider the fans for the final say. And may this be the training day. And for me to be able to change an atheist's way. This is not a lot of info that you gotta process. It's a part of the entire process. Better be ready to make a decision. But until after the intermission, God bless. And they can't get enough when I say it again. And you gotta love it when the kids say it again. Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, they can't get enough when I say it again. Yeah, that's what I'm here to do, to prove who the truest in this music. And only a few is usually sick. 21, they from it, come with an IQ. They grew to a rate like murders in Peru. I flew to and through international ration is inside of the flow I throw to you. And refuse interviews from the news camera crews who wanna go and televise the revolution. Scenario, shall I consider to carry to whatever that is necessary? And just a very few, never ordinary, although very true. The flow is 7 minutes. A basic bitch can't even live up to where you are at. You play the back, I'm in the front, rubbing blue contrast. My niggas say to cook it out because the truth I tell. Now I'm in heaven with the halo cause the flow too hell. I was known for coming at these niggas sideways. Come and try me, I fucking am right in this lock that. Something feisty, so fake bitches don't like it. Run out sober, though, so if you step in shred light. Just when I boop, let me shoot with another one. Step when we sex pipe out with the slit tongue. Come get me if a nigga really wants down. Take a couple shots, forget out to the list. Got a nigga swing, I'm all up in his income. Got me living good overseas with the Asians. When I nigga clap to the same generation. Running back reparations. Blocks in the power that life what we sipping on. Check the beat, I don't beat with no liquor bone. It's a Friday night, flashing lights, young me around. Now all my bitches make it drop like a soccer ball. Sydney spilling wine all on my linen sheets. You know you want a piece, cause all these groupies want the best of me. Just sniffing all of my recipes. This thirst must be a necessity. Like wish I worked for mine, cause grind time. So motherfuck check for me like
that footwork going worldwide. This is from Poland. Next one's from Vancouver. Going all over the map. Little Juke mini mix. This guy's name is Lux Familiar. Let's get dirty. Machine Drum. Yeah. Machine Drum off the Adult Swim singles thing. Be back in a minute.
Skull Skates and Una's Picnic in the Park, a skate jam, July 4th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the UBC Skate Park. Come down to hang or skate, starring Andy Anderson and world-class freestyle skater Kevin Harris. Food and refreshments, skateboard games, and prizes for everyone. The event is open to everyone, so come one, come all.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
The Songship Enterprise. Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
Welcome back to the Copyright Experiment. Got a new track by Liz coming in here. Yeah. Been playing this EP quite a bit. You can get the whole EP for free. Check out the blog, copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com.
But I'm getting to know you. I'm ready to show you the pieces of me. So just be patient. I won't keep you waiting forever. But I need a little time to figure out what you are like.
Tell me that you missed the right. No, I can be confused and vague. It's just the way I do my thing. Maybe it is or maybe it isn't. If we're gonna make it to the finish, first we need that spark, that spark, that spark. Light out the dark, the dark, light and dark. My heart. Right from the start, the start, the start. But I'm getting to know you. Now ready to show you. I won't keep you waiting forever. But I need a little time to figure out what I like.
Let a real bitch come through. Let him know when I come through. Let a real bitch come through. Let him know when I come through. Tell him move when I come through. Tell him move when I come through. Tell him move when I come through. Let him know when I come through. Let a real bitch come through. Let him know when I come through. Let a real bitch come through. Let him know when I come through. Tell 'em move when I come through. Tell 'em move when I come through. Tell 'em move when I come through. Let 'em know when I come through.
Bitch act strict in the mouth to duck. Bitch act strict in the mouth to duck. Bitch act strict in the mouth to duck. Niggas better duck when you hear the sound. Bitch act strict in the mouth to duck. Bitch act strict in the mouth to duck. Bitch act strict in the mouth to duck. Niggas better duck when you hear the sound. 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 All in your ground. Niggas better duck when you hear the sound. Niggas better duck when you hear the sound. Niggas better duck when you hear the sound. Red
attack
all in your crown.
Let a real bitch come through. Let 'em know when I come through. Let a real bitch come through. Let 'em know when I come through. Tell 'em move when I come through. Tell 'em move when I come through. Tell 'em move when I come through. Let 'em know when I come through.
Yeah. smooth as a ring. Soon as I wink, your chick is extinct.
Your chick is extinct.
In that department, I never had problems. We fucked on the sink, fucked on the carpet. The fuck did you think? Fucked the retarded, she took off a ring. Stuffed it in pocket, said she on the brink. Thinking divorce, said she on the brink. This shit is gon' sink. So you really got no choice but to ride that way. Full of Simones and the security goons, and so you better behave. Forget all the violence, we throwing confetti like it's a parade. And if the cops come knocking, tell them motherfuckers we got a permit. We selling liquor cause we finna get paid. Fucker, you don't like it, see ass in hell. I'm too busy flexing on these hoes.
Another track by Depi, been playing him a lot lately. Just keeps on pumping out. Amazing track. This is Sace Rock on the rap in there. Depi on the beat.
Gas in the tray, pull up. Rolling when up, pull up. Gas on E, but still out shit rolling around. Pull up. Gas in the tray, pull up. Rolling when up, pull up. Gas on E. Stay out, chill, rollin'. As I trip on these rooms at the top of this mountain, I'm seeing my future in synchronized flashes. It feel like it's magic, your mind could get boggled. To face it, take courage, can't find in the bottle. The grander the travel, the greater the perils. Beware of the rattles, they stay in the shadows. They hiding in camels, they plotting to stab you. They told me I couldn't, I showed them I had to. That's real life. Everybody wanna be the motherfucking man, but the motherfucking man gotta hustle with a plan, gotta bust it when he can. Till they stuff you in a pan for a couple hundred grand, they gon' rush you with the van, put you in the jam, tryna flush you if they can. Plus you in a situation where entire generations are manipulated by the invisible hand. That's ill life. Tryna climb out that cave, but the lights all off and the walls for the oil and the chains all over my leg. Might sound a tad bit extreme, ain't shit there but it seems. Thinking these thoughts out loud, blowing these claps, letting off clouds of the steam. Gas in the tray, pull up, rolling one up, pull up, gas on E, but still out shit rolling around. Gas in the tray, rolling one up, pull up, gas on E.
Turn the lights down, feel you breathing. And I know everything that you're feeling. This ain't a fantasy, it's our reality. Been waiting all day for you to laugh beside me. I can feel your body moving closer. You can know, I can move a little slower. I can't say no, this feels incredible. You got me feeling like, ooh.
Be the last track of the night for me on the Copyright Experiment. This is by 6Mecca6, track called Helium, Canadian Boy. If you like it, if you like any other songs you heard, check out the blog copyrightexperiment.tumblr.com. We'll have a full track list, download links for every track, because it's all free. Come back next week, we're going to be talking about Aereo again. We talked about Aereo a few weeks back, but we're going to be talking about him again because we just had a decision from the Supreme Court of the USA. So Thursday at 11 next week. Come back for that. Have a good night. Pierre's going to take it through to the rest of the morning.